seems like it's a politically motivated move rather than a decision that is informed by the need to improve the team and improve delivery in terms of social services, running economy and managing the country. It's quite clearly more centered around moving Gerard Moyo away from the Minister of Information to the Minister of Higher Education, something that we know in terms of the ZANU-PF factional dynamics. This is not the first time it was tried. Sometime last December, the ZANU-PF faction headed by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, they wanted to move into that ministry. So finally, they succeeded. So it's just a calculated political move rather than a delivery-oriented decision.
But why is it that the Mnangagwa faction might be no longer at ease with Moyo controlling information?
Well, basically because post the ZANU-PF Congress in December 2014, which is last December, Moyo quite clearly, in terms of how he has used the control and direction of the state media, he is not broadcasting corporation, he has newspapers and other associated platforms. It has been seen to be hostile, really, or perceived to be hostile to the faction led by Mnangagwa. So they were not comforted by with him remaining in that position. We saw that sometime soon after Congress when Minister Josiah Ungwe did say Mnangagwa was kind of man. It was not more directly responded to that, but it was the herald, the friendship of the state controlled media, saying, rebuffing that. Basically, that indicated the attitude of the minister in charge at that particular time. It was Moyo. And then we saw Moyo, and most recently in BBC, contesting even just the claim that Mnangagwa could be the next in line to succeed Mugabe. So his attitude towards the Mnangagwa group would have influenced his removal from there, because they see him as somebody who's not an ally anymore, as it was in the past, but as a threat to their ambitions.